Alberta has set a new record for COVID-19 hospitalizations. Hospitalizations in Alberta are quickly approaching an all-time high, with 1,131 requiring care as of January 19. Active cases in the province were reported at 67,534, with 108 people in intensive care. In the past 24 hours, 8 additional deaths have been reported to Alberta Health Services. Premier Jason Kenney, Health Minister Jason Kopping, Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Dina Hinshaw, and Alberta Health Services President and CEO Dr. Verna Yu were present for a COVID-19 update on January 20, as the healthcare system continues to feel the pressure of an Omicron-driven fifth wave. To expand capacity for care, the province has said they are building bed capacity in both ICU and non-ICU units, as well as opening space in pandemic response units at the K Clinic in Edmonton and the South Health Campus in Calgary, which were established earlier in the pandemic. These spaces will be open as soon as January 24. Patients being cared for in a pandemic response unit will typically be those recovering from illness who have been deemed as lower risk of transmission and have less complex care needs, Yu said. As staffing continues to be an issue in healthcare, steps are being taken to maximize the available workforce to support patients. Team-based care models are emerging, meaning that teams of professionals with a wider skill set are working collectively to care for a larger amount of patients as opposed to individual healthcare workers caring for a smaller number of patients. Nursing students are also being brought on to aid with shortages. Kenny and Yu said that 610 nursing students have joined AWS and will get educational credit for their assistance. The province has also announced the implementation of a community response plan. AWS has said they are working with primary care networks to provide resources to those dealing with illness from home. AWS and PCN partners are reportedly planning virtual call-in lines and COVID clinics in communities, which will have the ability to screen, assess and direct people with mild to moderate symptoms. During the announcement, Kenny said wastewater data showed declining transmission in 15 of the 19 communities participating in the analysis, suggesting it's possible the peak of cases has been reached. He said the province has started monitoring hospitalization numbers with COVID-19 as the primary factor, as well as those with the illness as an incidental factor. According to Kenny, 45% of non-ICU patients are incidental cases, meaning they were not hospitalized because of COVID, while 40% of patients were admitted directly because of COVID. The premier further criticized the Trudeau government, specifically noting potential supply chain issues as a result of the vaccine mandate for truckers, testing travelers at airports, as well as insufficient funding for healthcare and the slow delivery of rapid tests.